Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Libay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Someone was going to take $299.99 out of my eBay.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
Yeah, what was that message about?
It said
something
can,
about it. The money coming
can,
out of my...
Go on, ma'am.
Hey?
Go on.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, they reckon that $299 was going to come out. What for?
As I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone. Okay, it's a mobile phone which cost around $300. All right.
It wasn't me.
Okay. Now, you are saying that you had not placed any order from your end, right?
No, not for $300, no.
Okay. So, there can be a possibility. Might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order. Okay.
Yeah.
And, all right. Let me check. So, what was the last time you had did online shopping, you remember, ma'am?
For from eBay, it was about a month ago. Couple of kids' toys for $30 each.
Okay, all right. So let me tell you one more thing. I found two unknown locations from where the account has been accessed. Okay.
Okay.
One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like
no,
a business
no way.
Of
no.
travel? No. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to connect you to the secure server first of all, so we can check exactly what is happening.
Yep.
So according to that, we can provide you the security, and if we will found any online hackers, then we are going to block them from the server end directly, okay?
Yes.
And the money will be automatically possible. Thank you, dear. Okay. Now, the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
Android.
Android, okay. Now, do one thing. Put me on a speaker and there will be an application that is called Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up. Play Store.
Yeah. Yes.
Once you open up the Play Store, at very top, can you see it's written search for apps and games?
Oh, hang on. I don't know. What did you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm not very...
Okay. Not an issue, ma'am. I will guide you slowly. Okay? Slowly I will guide you. Okay. Now, did you open up the Play Store?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take your time.
Yeah. Yes, I've got it.
Lovely. Now, once you open up the Play Store, ma'am, at very top, can you see it's written search for apps and games?
Yes.
That's lovely. Click on it. You will get a keyboard to type something.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Okay. Now I will spell it out for you one by one. Okay. Now the first letter will be A. A for alpha. A.
Yeah.
Then N for Nancy. N.
Yeah.
Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Yeah.
Then D for David. D.
Yep.
Then E for Echo. E.
Yep.
Then S for Sugar. S.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Then K for Kilo. K.
Yep, done that.
It will be any desk. Right, ma'am?
Yeah, so I click on that.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Click on that.
Yep.
Once you click on any desk, ma'am, can you see anything as any desk, remote, desktop?
Yes, yes, I can see that.
It's a red color application. It has a white shape diamond in it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's lovely, ma'am. Select that application. Click on install.
Yep, doing that now.
Once you click on install, it will get installed, ma'am. And you once you will get to see the open, just let me know, okay? I will guide you step by step.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
And what does it say?
This is a server application, ma'am. From here, we are going to connect you to the secure server. So we can block all the hackers from your network, as well as we are going to block all the orders which has been not authorized and done from your side. Okay.
Okay. So this doesn't have anything to do with my bank account?
No, 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 nothing. That is different. This is the online support application, ma'am. As you are having some kind of hacking issues, that is the reason.
All right. Well, I'll open that. I've opened it.
Pardon?
I've opened it and it says, hang on, privacy statement.
Okay, click on OK, simply.
So I have to agree?
Yeah, I agree, ma'am. Positive option. Positive option, I agree. Lovely.
Okay.
Now what you can see?
Hang on a sec, it didn't validate or something. Let me do it again, sure. Hang on.
Sure. Don't do anything from your end, ma'am. Okay, this is server application. I will guide you. Because if you will not know, then you will go here and there, then it will get difficult, right?
All right, so it says plugin available for controlling this is my phone. Would you like to install this plugin now?
Click on OK.
All right.
Now, AD1 plugin is installing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, once you will see uninstall, don't click on uninstall, okay? You have to let me know that I can see uninstall. But don't click it.
No, it's on there.
Okay, do one thing. Go to the back page. Press back button. Go to the back page. Go back.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
Hang on.
Sure.
An address, your address, 946, is the word. A number.
Slowly, slowly, one by one.
946-664.
Uh-huh. Okay.
50590.
It's 946-664-590. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's lovely. Now, just below this number, ma'am, can you see it's written set password?
I can, yeah.
Click on set password once.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click on set password, at very top you can see over there is security, right?
Yeah.
Now, just below security, can you see it's written interactive access? Interactive access, just below security.
Having a look. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. And just below interactive access, there are three options, right? No need to read. Okay. And just below three options, it's written permission. Right?
Yep.
And just below permission, there are three options, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two options are not highlighted, right, ma'am?
That's correct.
And just below, there are two options which is highlighted, right?
Uh-huh.
And just below, it says permission profiles. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Permission profiles. Click on permission profiles once.
Okay.
Now, click on full access on the third option, full access once.
Okay.
Now, can you see the second option which says enable unattended access and there is a checkbox which is not checked?
No, that's it.
Click on that checkbox which is not checked.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Now, I am going to provide you a secure password for you, okay? Now, it says set password, right? Can you see that? Okay. Now, all the password will be in the uppercase. Keep that in mind. Single letters, all the letters will be in the uppercase, capital. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the first letter will be E. E for echo, capital E.
Yes.
Make sure. Then B. B for boy. B, capital B.
Yep.
Then A. A for alpha. A, capital A.
Yep.
Then Y. Y for Yankee. Capital Y.
Yep.
Then from the numbers, number 1. Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just below, can you see there is an option which says OK? Click on OK.
Yep.
Now, the password box disappeared or the password box is still there? Let me know.
No, it's gone.
Gone, okay. Now, just be on the line, you are going to get connect to the eBay security server, okay? Now, you are going to see the secure server notification on your screen automatically. Now, you have to click on start now. Click on start now. Start.
You're not a scammer,
yeah? No, dear. No, I will not ask any kind of personal details over the phone. Don't worry about anything, okay? Lovely. Now click on, now what you can see?
Permission profile.
Click on close.
Yep.
Once you click on close, you have to click on close once again.
Yep.
Okay. Now go to the back page. Go back.
Yep.
Go back once again.
So it says any guest connection established.
That's lovely. Can you see secure server?
Yes.
Notification that you have in the secure server right now, ma'am. Okay. Now do one thing, go back. Go to the back page.
So back again?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now down below, don't go back, ma'am. Okay. This time down below, can you see? There is a back arrow, there is a circle, and there is three bars. On the buttons, on your display, can you see there is a back button, back arrow?
No.
Whenever you press back, the button which you used, ma'am, the back arrow, and just next to the back arrow, can you see there is a circle arrow, circle one, not arrow, the circle.
A circle?
No, no, listen to me carefully first. First, listen to me, my dear. Whenever you press back, you use your back button, right? To press back, there is a back arrow.
No, I've gone there. Hang on.
And just next to the back, ma'am, can you see on the middle, there is a circle one. Circle.
Oh, yes. The one here, there.
Yeah, click on the circle one.
The one with the circle, not an arrow.
No, no, no. Click on the circle.
Oh, the circle. With a tick in it.
No, no, not that, ma'am. Not that, dear. I think it's a bit confusing, but you have to, okay. I will try to explain you. Don't do anything, okay? Listen to me. Whenever you are on any page, okay, you press the back arrow, right, to go back from your mobile phone, right?
Right, there's any desk and then I've got a whole heap of things there. Don't do anything, okay?
Now, it's done through the AI server, okay? Don't do anything, ma'am. Now, we just got an update that the hackers, which has been found on your network, ma'am. All right. One more location has been found, ma'am, and it's coming from Russia. So, have you ever been to Russia in the past, ma'am?
No.
No, never in the past?
No, never.
Okay, and I told you that yesterday there was a transaction of 299.99, okay. But what we had done is, ma'am, we had hold that transaction from our end, okay. But for your convenience, ma'am, do one thing, just check it from your end and let me know that can you see any transaction of 299.99 of transaction on yesterday date or today date? Just check it and let me know. Yeah, you can check it, ma'am, and just let me know, ma'am. I'm holding a line for you.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's getting hacked with stuff in my eBay account. So once I find anything on eBay, then I'll close it off in a minute.
Once you will see any transaction of
299.99. No, there's nothing like that. No, I can see.
Just like that. Okay. Do one thing. Come out of it.
Yes, I will.
Have you checked the transactions, ma'am?
I'm just checking again.
Sure. Take your time, ma'am. Not an issue.
Yeah, I can't see anything like that, no. No, there's nothing like that.
Okay, not an issue.
No, there's none like that.
Okay, not an issue. Come out of it, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm fine, please.
Lovely. And let me tell you one thing, ma'am. Never ever connect your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi in the past, okay? Keep that in mind. All right.
Okay.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, as three hackers has been found over the network, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team, all right? So we can block all the hackers from the network, okay? As well as the orders which are still on the pending, we are going to block them, okay? So just be on the line for a few sec, ma'am. Our senior engineers are going to have some word with you. All right, be on the line, ma'am.
I won't be buying anything online again, that's for sure. Russia? Russia, Nigeria? Not $299, someone's trying to take from my account. Okay. Just said he was putting through someone, didn't he? Still there.
Yes, ma'am. You there?
Yes.
Be on the line, ma'am. I'm having some word with the senior technical team. And I'm checking the status, like how many hackers has been still blocked right now, okay? So just be on the line. So we will make sure that you will not face this type of problem in future. Okay.
Okay.
And can you please give me a confirmation that what was the last time you had did online shopping from your end, ma'am?
Any online shopping?
Yes, ma'am. Any online shopping over the internet?
About a week ago.
A week ago. Okay. That means there is a big difference because we got the transaction information yesterday, right? So you had not done anything yesterday online, correct?
I didn't make anything yesterday, no.
Okay. All right.
Nigeria. They're blocking it all so no one can get in. But they won't get it out of my account because it's not in there, number one. It's PayPal. I use PayPal most of the time. I'm going. Sit downstairs and sit down.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper right with you, ma'am?
I can get one.
Okay, just be handy with a pen and a paper. I'm going to propose you the updated customer license ID number, okay?
Okay, just one, ma'am. Yeah, all right, got some.
That's lovely, okay. Now, I'm just write it down, customer license ID number. It will be 888.
Yep.
Then D for David.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
I, yep.
Number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then 0.
6, then what, sorry?
And 0, ma'am, 0.
Oh, 0, yeah, okay.
That's lovely, okay. Now, I just have a word with my senior technical team, ma'am, okay. Now, what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to transfer this call as there is a hacker which is from Russia also, ma'am, okay. So this is something big that is happening, okay. So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to transfer this call to National Crime Agency, okay, right now. So just be on the line. One of the senior representative is going to have some word with you, okay? So just be on the line, ma'am. I'm going to transfer this call. Lovely talking with you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right, that's very glad to listen. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Yes, currently, yes.
Right. Now, may I know that after spoken to them, till now, what you have understood after spoken to them?
Sorry?
May I know that what you have understand after spoken to the eBay department, that what is exactly? Alright. Now, could you just tell me that, first of all, when did you last time you used your card for making any transaction or any payments?
It would have been a week ago, but I only used PayPal.
Okay. Right. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, all right?
Okay.
And they are trying to compromise into your details. Have you
okay.
authorized anyone to use your internet connection outside of Australia?
No.
Or have you shared any of your personal details to anybody before?
No.
Because as I can see over here, there are people from the overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to compromise into your details. Okay?
Okay.
They are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities.
Okay.
Now, like, may I know that you have told me that you haven't authorized anyone to use your network. Now, have you shared any of your card details to anybody? Like, apart from you, does anyone of your family member knows about your card details or, like, any of your personal information? Did you share anything to anybody before?
No.
Okay. Because as I can check over here that there are some people from overseas countries like China, Nigeria, Cambodia, they have been connected with the same internet connection of yours, and they are just misusing with your data.
No, I'm not.
You have already mentioned to the eBay department that you haven't made any of these transactions that they have mentioned to you, correct?
Not the ones, no, not $299 and things that I'm aware of.
Right. Now, if they manage to get all these transactions, all the money from your bank account, they can easily manage to get all the details. Like, they can easily manage to get all the information out of you. It's not about only $299. It is about your hard and soul money. If they manage to get $299, they can easily manage to get all the money out of your bank account. So this is illegal, and that is a cyber crime that what they are trying to do. So that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency? Do you have got any idea about it?
No.
Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for a government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. Okay? We deal with all the fraudulent activities and all the fraudulent transactions, whatever is happening in all over Australia. We deal with it. Okay? Now, as because through your personal details, there are these fraud activities which has been going on, that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency so that we can take care about this case, alright?
Yeah.
And my name is Peter Wilson. I have been appointed for your case about this investigation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we can see that there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. Now, as because we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours, okay, because we have the authorization. And I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad.
What?
Okay, so just allow me some moment. Just allow me a moment.
Okay.
Is there?
Yes.
Now, as you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours. Now, for that, what we need to do, we need to communicate with the fraud department of your bank first. And let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account, so that I can assist you in a far better way, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment for about 3 to 4 minutes so that I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and let me grab some of the information from them, then I'll get back to you, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now before I communicate with the fraud department of your bank, may I ask to you that have you received any sort of phone calls from the bank regarding any transactions that they want to know any of the explanation of any payments? Have you received any calls from
the bank?
Yeah?
No.
You haven't received any calls.
No, alright, not an issue.
Alright, not an issue. Now, what I'll do, I'll just putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you within a short moment of time. Just allow me some moment.
Okay.
Alright.
China, Russia, Nigeria, all trying to get into my 2000. I mean, I don't know anything about it. Well, I have used online shopping for many months. I told you I wanted to have a dinner and ordered nothing for 3 hours.
Hello.
Hi. Bit of a traffic there. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Now, are you speaking to me or somewhere else?
I'm with someone else, obviously. Yeah.
All right. Now, I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your Combank, and after having a word with them, I have asked to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account. Now, they have confirmed it to me since yesterday. There were a couple of transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. So, I'm letting you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it. Okay. Now, the first transaction that has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the morning, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, it was $20,000. It's from your net bank saver account. And I'm sorry?
No, that wasn't anything to do with me here. Okay.
Yeah, these were the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. It's from your net bank saver and from the joint account, which the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. The account number ending with 6803 from your net bank saver, and from your joint account, the account number ending with 2149.
Yes.
Okay. Now, from these accounts, which are the transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. Now, the first transaction was about $20,000, that is yesterday in the morning. And the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, the second transaction was about $18,000, that is yesterday in the afternoon at 2:30.
Yeah. Okay.
And the third transaction and the most recent transaction is today's morning, that has been tried to be made and attempted, that is $15,000. Now, have you made any of these transactions to anybody?
No.
So, these were the transactions which has already been made and attempted from your bank account, but whomsoever, all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank. So, that means till now, you haven't lost any single money till now. Okay. Now, you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money is in safe. Because all these transactions, which has already been made and attempted out of your bank accounts already. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the thing is that I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is a case, then why doesn't you haven't received any calls from the bank? Because you have already mentioned to me that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Right. Now, the thing is that they have confirmed it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been made and attempted out of your bank accounts. It was a branch transaction which has been made and attempted out of your bank account.
Yes.
And all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your Combank itself. Do you know what does that mean?
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, so that means they have suspect that there were some person inside the bank of your Commonwealth Bank itself who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Do you got that?
Also an employee of the bank?
Yes, yes. There are some people inside the bank who is helping the hackers and who are passing all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Because there are a couple of things which indicate that, yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. The first one is that, if this transaction has been made an attempt, then why doesn't they give you a call back for the authorization of a transaction? Am I correct?
You're correct, yes.
And the second one is that if this was the transaction which has been tried to be made an attempt, then how come without your permission they are approving these transactions?
Yes, correct.
All right. Now, do you give any permissions to anybody in the bank that they can move money or they can make payments without letting you know?
No.
So these are the two things which is definitely indicates that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is that we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but that doesn't make any sense that you can simply go to the bank and ask them that who is the person is trying to steal my money. Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you? Yes. I'm the person who is trying to steal the money from you. Do you think that?
No.
Definitely they wouldn't do that, right?
No.
Now, for that reason, we need to go ahead and we need to catch the particular bank employee. Who is the particular bank employee is trying to compromise into your details?
Yeah.
All right. So, for that reason, what we need to do, we need to hunt the particular bank employee who is trying to compromise into your details. Right. So for catching the hackers, what we need to do, first of all, I want to, you know, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your bank account and freeze your card for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
I don't know. Right. You might be a hacker.
I'm sorry?
I don't know who to trust anymore. You might be a hacker. I don't know.
If I'm the motive to do something wrong with it, I can simply ask you about your card information, your bank details. Did you provide me any of your bank details?
No, I didn't, but you do know my bank number because you said it to me. You know what the end of my bank numbers are.
Now, how would I know all the bank details? You have been connected with the security network. It's not a human being that can control or see your screen. You are connected to the security network. It's not a human being.
Okay, I understand. You just throw a little stick to that, so I don't have to deal with something like this before.
So you need to understand all these things that I have telling you to do. Okay? First of all, you need to understand the whole circumstances.
Yes, I understand what you're trying to say, and I don't know two ways about it, but what happens if I need money in the next 24 hours?
Yeah, like, do you need any money for the next 24 hours? Because with your permission, we have to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now,
yes,
can you allow me to do that?
Well,
because 24 hours will be... I'm sorry?
And after 24 hours, what, then I just access my thing again or whatever. So how do you find who's trying to do it by freezing my account?
Yeah, I will gonna let you know after that. First of all, we need to do this by step, all right? Now, I want your permission before I freeze your bank account and block your card for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
No, that just sounds weird. I don't know if I would say yes to something like that. It sounds weird. That sounds like I can't get access to any of my money while for 24 hours you guys fucking take all the cash I've got. That's what it sounds like to me.
What are you talking about? Like, does it make any sense to you?
It does, but it doesn't. Not when you say that you want to freeze my account.
So how can I steal your money? And who is talking behind your back?
That's my husband.
Your husband. You can put me on speaker so that he can listen to us.
You are on speaker, mate. All I'm trying to say is, well, you already know my bank account numbers because you've already told me what they are. And I didn't tell you what they were.
You are... Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you, because we have the authorization that we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours. So your head branch, which is based in Sydney, I have told you that each and every bank has a fraud department in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad. Okay, so I just had a word with them, and they have confirmed it to me that through your bank account, from this account number, the transaction which has been made and attempted. So that is the reason why, according to them, I'm just providing you these details. And I didn't even ask you any single information from you, did I?
I don't know. No, you didn't, but I don't know now. I don't know. This is all too much for me.
What you don't know?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to tell you that this is my bank account. This is all the money I have. I don't go to work. My husband doesn't go to work, so we have no income. So what's in that bank account is all we have. I can't
That's why we are trying to put...
That's right. I'm only going, well, I can't see you, so, and I don't know where you're phoning from. So I can't... I don't know.
I didn't call you. Your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency.
Yes.
Now, before you have spoken to the eBay department after they have found it suspicious, so they have connected the call to me.
Yes.
So just allow me some moment. Give me a moment. Just hold on. Be on the line. Yeah. Yeah, now I just had a word with your fraud department, as I have told you, that these were the transaction. It was not an internet banking transaction that has been made and attempted from your account. It was a branch transaction which has been made and attempted out of your local branch authorities, and they have approved all the three transactions that I have mentioned to you. Now, let me tell you some bank rules and regulations. Now, whenever you are trying to send any money to somebody, it might be $10 or it might be $100,000. It needs two approvals. There are two sorts of verification will be required of each and every payment. One is from the local bank and one is from the fraud department of your bank. The employees, they have to put their thumb impression, their fingerprint on a biometric machine. It will capture all the information of that particular employee. Then a payment will get approved. It's from the booth of the bank. If your local branch will approve any transaction, it directly goes to the head office. And if your head office will also approve the transaction, then only a payment will get deducted from your bank account. Now here we can see that all this transfer has been attempted and approved from your local branch authorities, but your fraud department has found it suspicious. They have rejected all the three transactions that I have mentioned to you.
Okay.
So they have found it suspicious, but your local branch employees has already approved the three transactions.
But
that means they are.
I was just going to say, I don't have those kind of figures in my bank account.
They have
tried
to make an attempt.
Yes. But I don't have that kind of money in my bank account.
Okay, I'm making it explain to you. Like, they are using your both of the accounts. Like, your home loan account, there is a home loan account which you have bought the balances. They have just transferred the funds from your home loan account to your account, and they are making the charges. And even they have tried to, and after that, they have tried to make the transaction from your net bank saver and from your joint account too. I believe that it is the main account which is belongs to, which is registered with your debit card. It is the name of that account which is ending with 2253.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I hear you.
They are, they keep transferring the funds between your accounts and then they are making this transaction go through.
Okay.
Okay. So the thing is that we want your cooperation at this point of time to hunt these bank employees those are trying to compromise into your details. Now, could you just tell me that when did you last time you went to your bank for the last time?
When did I go to the bank?
Yes, for the last time.
I haven't been in the bank for ages. I don't go to the bank much. The last time I went to the bank was, long time ago.
Like
I don't physically go into the bank. That's what you mean. I get money out of, I either transfer it through my on my phone and things like that.
Now you just go to the bank how often? Like that is the reason why what they are doing. They can able to see that you don't often going down to the bank. Like that is the reason why they are trying to take advantage of yourself so that they can steal money from you. Do you understand that? Okay.
Yeah.
Now they are making false invoices. They are making false statements, and they are trying to steal the money from you.
Okay.
Okay. So that is the reason why what we want, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Yes. Go on through that.
Okay. And do you know what freezing your account means?
Losing it?
I'm sorry?
Did you say? What did you say? Do you know what losing my account means?
No, I said, do you have got any idea what freezing your account means?
Yes.
Could you just explain it to me so that I can able to know that?
Using my account, what it means?
Freezing your account, I said. Freezing it.
Freezing it? I mean, that I can't get any money out for the next 24 hours and nobody else can.
Yes, right. So no one in this world can able to make any transaction or make any payments without your any authorization. Okay?
Okay.
Not even you can withdraw any money or send any money from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Why are they doing that?
I understand that. You said I can catch some bastard who's doing this, I guess.
Right.
Yes, I do. I understand that I cannot. And then and all things like that. So what happens with, like, say, a home payment that's due out tonight? They won't take that?
No, they have tried to make that transaction that I have mentioned, that is 20,000, 18,000, and 15,000. First of all, they have tried to make a transfer of 20,000. It's been deducted, it has been rejected. Then they have tried to make a transfer of smaller amount than this. Then they have tried to make a transfer of, 18,000. It is also been rejected. Then they have tried to make a transfer of, 15,000.
Yeah.
Okay. But all this transfer has been rejected from the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. So that is why you haven't lost any money. But your local branch authorities, they have already approved all the three transactions that I have mentioned.
Okay.
Got that? So we need to go ahead and we need to hunt the particular bank employees of your bank who is working inside of your bank. Okay. And we want your cooperation. So can you allow me to freeze your account for the next 24 hours?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Now, yes?
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Okay. Now, if this investigation will require today, if it is needed today, can you able to go down to your bank today if it is needed?
Who, me?
Yes.
Or you?
Me, how can I go? Yeah, if this investigation will require today, can you able to go down to your bank today?
Well, I guess so.
All right. Now, just allow me some moment so that I can go ahead and proceed further to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. So let me have a word with your fraud department once again. So I'll be gonna putting you on a hold for a moment. Then I'll get back to you once I freeze your account for the next 24 hours. All right?
Okay.
All right. I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment. I'll get back to you within short moment of time.
No, do you not know how to make a phone call to your daughter? Ask her what she wants. I said, yeah, freeze it. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I wanted to let you know one thing, that before we go ahead and catching these hackers, you are in a part of the investigation to the government agency. So I don't want you to disclose this matter with anybody else. It's my humble request to you. Because the thing is that your lines are also bugging. The hackers might be tracing your calls. Now, if you told anybody about this, they might be tracing your calls and the whole work will be get wasted. We can't able to catch them up.
Okay, no worries. Okay.
All right. Now, just stay on the line. I'll be right back to you shortly.
Okay.
All right.
They won't catch them if you talk about it.
What's she saying? Has she hung up?
No.
Alright, what's she want? Well, no, eBay, and they put me on to the crime people. They said it's an inside job, it's someone at the bank is trying to approve all the money out of my account.
Yeah.
They know my home, he said he knows, they don't, oh.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, congratulations. First of all, we have successfully freezing your account for the next 24 hours. So within next 24 hours, no money will be gone out from your bank. Now, may I ask you that have you calling up the bank to ask anything about your network or your bank account to anybody in the bank at the moment?
No.
Because if you told them, the whole book will be get wasted. We can't able to catch these hackers down. Now, this is up to you. If you are doing it by your own self, then why I have been appointed to investigate this matter? I don't understand that.
No, it's just all right. I don't know either.
What you don't know either? Why you are keep telling me these things that you don't know? Why? What you don't know?
No, I'm not. Are you still there?
I'm still here. What do you want? Do you want me to further proceed? Or do you want me to leave that the way it is?
No, that's all right. You said you just frozen my account successfully, so there you go.
So freeze in your account.
Yeah, now you've got to go and find whoever is doing it in the bank. The person that's
right. Now, that's what I'm trying to explain it to you, that freezing your account won't be the permanent solution. It's just a temporary solution that we are doing. Because we can freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, they can still able to do the same thing. Because they are belong to your own bank. And after tomorrow or day after tomorrow, they can try to do the same thing once again. And if the hackers will get succeeded, you will be losing all the money out of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so freezing your account won't be the permanent solution, it's just a temporary solution that we are doing. So, the thing is that what we need to do, like we have frozen your bank account that only you know about it, I know about it, that is National Crime Agency, and your bank fraud department, which is based in Sydney, they only knows about it. Now, apart from we three...
I can't go to the bank and ask them.
No, they doesn't know that your account has been totally blocked because they were the hacker who is trying to compromise into your details. Now, let me tell you that there are 10 to 15 employees who are working in the bank. Now, everyone is not the hacker, correct? There might be one or two employees who are present in the bank and who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account, correct?
Yeah.
So, we don't know that who is the exact person is. Now, without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this, correct?
Yeah.
So we want the proper evidence. We want to catch them up by red-handedly, okay?
Yeah.
Now, for that reason, what we need to do, first of all, as I have told you that your account has been frozen for the next 24 hours, but only You know about it, I know about it, and the fraud department of your bank knows about it. According to your local branch employee, like it is the same bank account from where they are trying to steal the money from you, okay? So what we need to do, we need to make a trap for these bank employees, all right? And the trap would be a dummy transaction. Now, do you have got any idea about dummy transaction?
No.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, the term dummy means fake. Similarly, the transaction which has no existence in real life. Dummy transaction means a fake transaction which is doesn't exist in real life. It would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend in front of your bank employees. Do you got that?
Yeah.
So what we need to do, we need to repeat the same thing what the hackers have trying to be done it before. So they would get confused. They would be thinking that it was the same bank transaction which they have been tried to be made and attempted from their side, and that certain moment of time they will try to approve the transaction using their fingerprints. Alright? And I will let you know that why you need to do this. Now, do you remember at the beginning of the conversation, as I have told you that whenever an employee will try to approve any transaction, they have to put their thumb impression on a biometric machine. It will capture all the information of that particular person, correct? Now, whenever we will gonna repeat the same thing what the hackers have trying to be done it before, they would get confused. They would think that it was the same bank transaction which they have been tried to be made and attempted from their side, and that certain moment of time, that particular bank employee will try to put their fingerprint, and that fingerprint will directly go to the head office of your Combank in Sydney, and they will gonna match down that fingerprint with the previous three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted, and they will get to know that who is the exact employees, because it will gonna appear his name, his details, his each and every information over there, and we will gonna go ahead and arrest that particular person. Do you got that?
No, I'm talking to the crime. Yeah, no, thanks. It's all right. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going. So who's going to make this transaction? Me?
Yes, you have to go to the bank to make this dummy transaction go through.
I have to go to the bank and make a transaction of $20,000.
You need to choose any of the amount before you make any transaction. Like, it would be a totally dummy transaction that we need to do, but they don't know that you are making a dummy one. According to them, it was the same bank account like it was before, from where they are trying to steal the money.
Yeah.
So that's what you need to do.
Okay.
So do you understand that what you need to do?
Well, you say I need to go to the bank and take out some money, and then the... And
you don't need to take out... You don't need to take out any money. You need to just pretend that you are making a transfer. All right?
I'm only pretending to make a transfer. So no money is going to get transferred.
No single money will going to get transferred. I can't hear you properly. There is some background noise. Can you just be aside for a moment?
So
I can't hear you properly.
So no money will be transferred.
Yes, right. That's what I'm telling you.
On a frozen account, and then the bank person who's doing the hacking will walk in and think it, and then they put their thumbprint on. You've got the person. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm telling you that we need to repeat the same thing, the same particular figures. What the